The Money Show
with Bruce Whitfield.
Join the conversation.
The Taliban has said that the war in Afghanistan is over. Its fighters moved into Kabul yesterday. There have been chaotic scenes in the streets at the airport as people have sought to flee. President Ashraf Ghani fled the country in the last couple of days. It would appear as America also left behind 20 years of occupation, and thousands have fled. More have been trapped trying to get out before the Taliban really does cement control. And if you look back at the history of Afghanistan, it's been at this really interesting junction of history throughout the ages. It's east of Iran, it's north of Pakistan, south of Turkmenistan. It shares a small border, as far as I can see it on the maps, with China. And it's found itself invaded and occupied more times than I think it cares to remember throughout its history. It's mountainous, it's landlocked, it's unforgiving, but it really does occupy a place at the crossroads of many historical events in many Middle Eastern countries. It's got resources of natural gas and oil. It won independence in 1919. It had three wars with Britain running up to that independence, and Britain, I don't think, ever directly ruled it, but there was certainly a very big UK influence on their foreign affairs. Clem Sunter is a scenario planner at Mind of a Fox. He's on the line to us from Cape Town this evening. Welcome to the Money Show, Clem. It feels like Afghanistan has been under siege for centuries. I mean, Alexander the Great, for goodness sake, 2,000 years ago, was invading the place, and it doesn't seem to have stopped much since.
No, it hasn't, because as you rightly say, Bruce, it is, you know, at the center of the world, and particularly the ancient world. And you just have, you had the Russians in the 80s, and the Americans obviously backed the Afghans against the Russians, and then the Taliban took over for the last 5 years of the 90s and were exceptionally cruel. Then you had 20 years of American kind of intervention after 9/11 to sort out particularly Al-Qaeda and terrorism. And now we're back to another episode with the Taliban again.
I'm struggling to get my head around it. Joe Biden says he'll issue a statement this evening. He'll take questions, no doubt, in the White House briefing room all about America's decision to withdraw. It feels like, you know, after taking three steps forward, two steps back, now they've taken two steps forward and three back.
Well, you know, Bruce, I've just written this book with Mitch Ilbury called Thinking the Future, which I'm happy to say is at the top of the bestseller charts at the moment. And in it, we say that the biggest event during the 2020s is going to be America slipping to number two, to China. And, you know, if anything is showing that we're moving into a post-American world, it's these chaotic scenes in Kabul. And there's no way that Joe Biden can cover this up. I mean, why is he leaving? It's because America right now has a national debt of $28 trillion compared to a GDP of around $23 trillion. And if you take the national debt to GDP ratio, it's now higher than the record level it had after the Second World War. So, you know, there's no money in the Treasury for this kind of stuff anymore in the world. And so, yeah, in terms of their role as a global cop, they can't do that anymore because the police station has gone bankrupt.
So what is the consequence then? I mean, yes, we've become very used to the status quo of America being the global policeman. It loses its ability financially to play that role. It loses the will politically, perhaps, to do that into the future. But that comes with extraordinary consequences, doesn't it?
It does. It comes with extraordinary consequences. I mean, firstly, you know, it must make the Germans shudder because the Americans are there to protect them against Russia. The Australians shudder because, you know, they're always relying on Americans to protect them on China. And, of course, South Korea, you know, as a protection against North Korea. So they must all be twitching at the moment. But, you know, what you can see happening, particularly with the Taliban having a friendly relationship with Pakistan, is that you're going to see many, many different alliances being formed once the sort of supremacy of America is over. I mean, I would have thought our relationship with India and China and the whole BRICS, the idea of BRICS, is going to become incredibly important in a world which no longer has America as the sort of supreme commander and also the supreme economy. So it's a huge flag, this what is happening in Afghanistan.
From a global stability point of view, Afghanistan has been regarded by many in the West for a long period of time, and you mentioned it at the beginning. There's this sort of epicenter for Al-Qaeda, and that's why America got involved in the first place. Do we start seeing a new hotbed of radicalism emerging once again?
Well, you know, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, the Taliban have said that they're going to respect the rights of young women to education and they're going to respect journalists. They didn't do that during the 1990s, but of course it is 20 years later, and crucially it is, you know, now the age of social media. So, you know, we'll just have to see whether they've adjusted to the new world, or whether they intend to sort of go back to the tenets of fundamentalist Islam, which of course was how they set themselves up in the first place in the 90s. And yeah, you know, a lot of people are fearful that it could become a terrorist hotbed again, and you know, again, we'll just have to wait and see. But for me, the incredible thing, Bruce, is that, you know, the CIA intelligence agency just didn't see how quickly this could happen. And that's the whole point of having, you know, really intelligent guys looking at the future, is to play scenarios of stuff like this. But obviously, Joe Biden and his team were caught completely unaware by how fast the Taliban have moved. And they've taken over the place, and I'm at the moment hoping that they see the dangers of having other terrorist movements in Afghanistan. But you have to say that you know, fundamentalist Islam is still a great attraction to many people in the Far East, and the whole dynamic of the situation there has changed, because it's now not just Iran you have to worry about inching towards developing a nuclear weapon. One obviously now has to worry about Afghanistan, and of course the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. So, you know, the Middle East is unfortunately a cauldron at the moment.
Clem Sunter, thank you. Scenario Planet, Mind of a Fox, and he and Mitch Ilbury, of course, with their book all about the future. Fascinating insights. Thank you, Clem Sunter, for sharing those with us this evening on The Money Show.